Here's a leaflet for you, here's a banner for you, here's a poster for you, there's the exit for you. You're in the wrong protest. There's more important things happening than mole rats, you know.
It is very important for us to speak up for the oppressed. We must remember that...
Bye-bye.
Down.
Wait, what are we protesting against?
What do we want?
I don't know.
When do we want it?
Now.
I don't do protests. I don't think they accomplish anything.
Death to Israel!
You can't say that.
Oh, sorry. Death to Israel!
That's much better.
Out of me way. I'm the protest master. Nobody protests like a Muslim Scotsman with a TIFF. I can't care less whether it's for Palestine, or for Kashmir, or for Yemen. As long as I get to point my finger at the head of the snake.
What?
Now that's the type of police brutality I can live with.
You great supine protoplasmic invertebrate jelly, kiss the insignia and show your allegiance.
Freedom!
That's beautiful! Okay, that didn't go too well.
Well, welcome again to the SMMCBM meeting. We're here to discuss the protest. As we all know, there were some flaws in our strategy.
I don't think it's effective to protest.
Right, so then what do you propose we should do?
Not protest.
Okay, I get that. Do you have a plan of action?
Not effective.
Dude, who invited him to the meeting?
Please do not lose your temper.
I got executed for this cause.
People are being oppressed. Protesting is the least we can do. If you don't even wish to do this much, then please don't stop us from carrying out our duty.
Duty.
Not effective.
But he's got a point. Nobody listens to us and it's scary. What if we're not even having an effect?
Great, now you've corrupted the wee lad too.
Baba, please. Let us calm down and first of all, think about why it is important to protest and to do the right thing. Even if it may seem like we are having little effect. Remember the great fire which Nimrod and his army built to destroy the great prophet of God Ibrahim? The fire was in fact so big that even the birds flying in the sky would be burnt if they flew over it.
Big fire, I got it.
At that time, it is reported that a tiny, tiny creature of the earth, a frog, would go and take a tiny bit of water in its mouth and attempt to put out the fire. It would take a tiny mouthful of water and hop over to the fire and try to put it out.
Why? That's not gonna do anything. Silly frog!
No, Baba. It was a frog that loved the Prophet Ibrahim. While many humans did not even try to help the Prophet Ibrahim, they stood by and watched the great fire. They gave up without even trying. This little frog tried its best. This little frog is better than many human beings who do not even make an effort.
If all the creatures in the world had done what that little creature tried to do, they might have put out the fire.
Exactly, little brother.
Today a great fire has been built to burn many innocent people across the world. We must all be like that tiny frog that puts his efforts into trying to put out the fire.
Remember, not helping the oppressed is a great sin. We know that many people are being oppressed in the world. We must do whatever we can. So let us organize ourselves properly, use better equipment, and demonstrate and protest to the best that we can. The Quran says, "All you who believe, if you help Allah, He will help you and make firm your feet. Together, we can make a difference."
Yeah, I'm ready.
I agree 100%.
Oh yeah, we're gonna knock him out the box this time. So, what are we protesting again?
Are you kidding me, lad? We've literally been talking about this entire time.
But I don't know what to do with this generation.
I don't think it's effective.